Last night I joined a group here in Cake to gather beach asparagus, and we had 16 or so people come. And this was one example of a type of activity that this grant operates under. We simply gather people in the community, and one volunteer will lead the group to help us identify the beach asparagus and identify when it is good to be picked and to help people learn how to use it in their own homes. After the gathering, we went home and made a beach asparagus salad. And for those people who couldn't do that part, they were given the recipes to do it in their own time. And then we had a presentation last night where we all ate the salad.
Why this new way of introducing old traditions to younger people?
Well, it is one way of ensuring that young people can always have a meal on their table. If they know how to gather it, if they know how to get it themselves, then no matter what their economic status, they'll always have this, and they'll always have a healthy meal. Science tells us again and again that traditional food diets are healthy diets, and they prevent all sorts of diseases. So to support people to simply do those things and do them on a regular basis is a good use of taxpayer money and a good use of funding. The way it works out here in Cake is that health promotion staff here at the Cake Clinic work together with community advisors, and they decide basically by season what's good to go pick now, what's good to go gather now, and all in the community are invited to learn and come out and learn the skills of identifying and processing. After that, the campers, you know, the people who attend these little camps, can take some home for their personal use, but the rest of it is to be shared with the community. So the senior center here gets a good portion, and the rest is used for community dinners and other celebrations that help people enjoy the food even if they couldn't make it on the day of the camp.
And is diabetes a major problem for natives in Southeast Alaska?
Yes, it is. Because diabetes is linked to lifestyle choices, it doesn't make sense. You can't prescribe someone a pill that says this is your anti-diabetes medication. The anti-diabetes medication is a lifestyle that involves exercise and eating well and doing it almost every day to keep a person's blood sugars in line. So it's a little more complex of an issue, but it's a very gratifying issue to address, because with it, be part of communities that truly want to develop as healthy communities and find the path that suits them the best.
There's 75% to 80% unemployment in mm-hmm. Cape, and so particularly for a community like this, what role do you see traditional food gathering plays?
Clearly, being able to have traditional foods accessible and available is going to help a family that is coping with unemployment. And the more policy can support people being able to gather their own foods, hunt for their own foods, process them safely, gain the skills they need to not only process the foods, but make them delicious. Because we're all human, and we're not going to eat it if it doesn't taste good. So what is exciting about the Traditional Foods Grant Program is that it can focus on recipes that people used to use and maybe now have fallen out of practice, and bringing those foods back to people's taste buds so that they can be excited to have beach asparagus salad and they learn to crave it rather than other things that they might have to purchase with money. It's just a process of retraining and getting the lifestyle adjustments that all of us might need to learn to think about food as something we can gather and get ourselves.